The angel said to Joseph, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what's conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." That's what we heard in our reading a little earlier. The name Jesus means God saves or God delivers. Jesus declared that he had come to seek and to save the lost. God himself, born into his creation to deliver us from the mess that we got ourselves into and to restore us to right relationship with himself. That process began with God taking on flesh and being born as a human being. It continued as Jesus lived and grew with his family and community. But it became clear as he began teaching and demonstrating the power and presence of God. Jesus completed the rescue plan by taking the punishment that we deserved, that his people deserved, by his sacrifice on the cross. Jesus was born to save. He was born to save his people. Those who first heard that Jesus was born to save his people would have thought that his people meant the Jewish people. It was through the family of Abraham that God had prepared the way for Jesus' coming. He gave the law through Moses and his teaching through the prophets. But Israel was always chosen to be a light to all nations. And it became clear that both Jews and non-Jews could be rescued by Jesus. John wrote in his account of Jesus' life, "God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him." Whoever believes in him. That was the promise. That means that anyone who puts their hope and trust in Jesus to save them will be saved. They will be his people. Jesus was born to save his people from their sins. I just reminded you that God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but to save it. But we need to know the danger that we're in if we're going to accept the offer of rescue. Sin is a much misused word, but understanding it is central to grasping the peril that means that we need to be rescued. In the Bible, sin means doing things in a way that seem best to us rather than doing them in the way that seems best to God. Literally, it means missing the mark. It's a term that comes from archery, when an arrow was aimed at a target and missed. The arrow failed to fulfill its purpose and was a danger to other people. The Apostle Paul speaks of all of us falling short of the glory of God, the target of our lives. A life which misses God's purpose is a wasted life, a life which causes hurt to those around us. Another definition of sin would be breaking the law, but this isn't about obeying certain arbitrary rules. When asked which was the most important of God's commands, Jesus answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself." When we fail to love God, we sin, we miss the mark. When we fail to love our neighbour, then we fail to love God, so that is sin too. This is what the Bible means by sin. Through the Bible, especially through the teaching of Jesus, we're helped to see what God's will and purpose is for our lives and how we can live in His way. When we fail to love God and to love each other, then we miss the mark, miss the purpose for our own life. All of us have sinned. Sin leads to separation from God. When we disregard God's ways, we hurt each other and we distance ourselves from God. The Bible tells us that the result of this is death, spiritual and physical. God always created us to live in eternal relationship with Him. But if we choose to rebel against God's purpose for our life, then we will waste this life and spend eternity separated from God, and hence separated from love, because God is love. The penalty we deserve for rejection of God and failure to love others is death. We can't put our past failures right by trying a bit harder in the future, because that doesn't put right the wrongs that we've done already. That's why we need a saviour. We need someone to come and rescue us, because we cannot save ourselves. We need someone who will live a life of perfect loving obedience to God and loving service to others. As the scriptures unfold, it becomes clear that only God Himself can live such a life and hence bear the punishment we deserve and reconcile us to Himself. This is what Jesus did by being born, living an obedient life, then dying willingly on the cross. Jesus was born to die in our place. So Jesus was born to save. We understand, when we understand our need for rescue, we begin to understand Christmas. If you ever wondered, what is this all about? When you begin to understand your need for rescue, then we begin to understand Christmas. We understand the indescribable gift of God being born as a human being, with the sole purpose of rescuing us. We see that unfold as Jesus teaches and heals and finally goes willingly to an unjust execution. And Jesus knew all that before He came. Jesus was born to save you. God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that if you believe in Him, you shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn you, but to save you through Him. Jesus was born to save you from your sin. The Bible makes it really clear we have all sinned. So you know that I've sinned, and I know that you have sinned. I don't know in what specific ways you've failed to love God and love your neighbour, but I know that you have, because God says everyone has. It's the work of the Holy Spirit to convince you of the truth of this. I used to think that I hadn't really done anything that bad. Certainly nothing requiring the Son of God to die in my place. And I told God that and asked Him to reveal to me why Jesus needed to die. He then showed me my life from His perspective. Those of you that know me know that I can't get through this without crying. Because when I saw my life from his perspective, I was amazed that God would want to die for someone like me. I still am. So hear this truth. Jesus was born, lived, and died to save us. Indeed, he would have done it just to save you. I pray you will believe that tonight and accept his gift of eternal life, which he offers to you. Let's pray. Holy Spirit of God, revealer of mysteries, revealer of our hearts to ourselves, Lord, would you just open our hearts and minds to be searched by you, to remind us or to tell us for the first time we need to be rescued. Would you convince us that you love us enough to do that for us, whatever we think of ourselves? And I pray, Lord, that you would give the faith to every heart to reach out and receive that gift of grace. Amen.